Chapter 6. Bad News. I open the door and Ben is standing there in front of me. He looks very serious. Come and talk to me in the entrance hall. I've got something very important to tell you, he says. I'll wait for you there. I wash my face and comb my hair. Then I look at the clock. It's 3:30 p.m. What can be wrong? I think. Why did Ben look so worried? My first thought is about Andrew and my parents, of course. Something has happened to one of them. I'm sure of it. I get to the entrance hall and Ben is waiting for me. Are my parents and Andrew all right? I ask Ben. They're all fine, Kate. I spoke to them an hour ago, he says. Then he waits a few seconds and says slowly, That's not the problem, I'm afraid. At first, I relax a little, and then I begin to worry again. Then, what is the problem? What can be so terrible? I ask. Ben is very uncomfortable. He doesn't talk immediately. Finally, he says, I don't know how to say this, Kate, especially to you. You've always played by the rules. But I want to be completely honest with you, and please do the same with me. If you tell me the truth, I promise to give you all my support. I just can't understand how this can be. What are you talking about, Ben? What's wrong? I ask, totally confused. Then Ben takes out a piece of paper. It looks very official. He waits a moment before he begins. According to the blood test from this morning, you had some drugs in your body. You can't participate in the Olympics, Kate. He stops and looks at me to see my reaction. I don't move. I'm surprised. I don't understand this. I've never taken drugs in my life. Ben continues. I'm sure this is a terrible mistake. Maybe you took some unconventional food supplements or something to help you control your nerves. Try to think, Kate. It's very important. Did anybody give you anything? I think for a few seconds. Did I take anything different yesterday? No, just the usual supplements. Maybe there was something in the food at the Olympic cafeteria. No, that's ridiculous. Everybody has lunch there. Did I eat something on the roof last night? No, I just drank some water. So I say to Ben, Ben, the most important thing in my life right now is the Olympics. I would never do that. And I never take medicines. And I've never needed them. And I know how important it is to keep my body healthy. This is all a mystery to me. Ben looks at me attentively while I'm talking and then he says, I believe you, Kate. You've always been an honest girl. But we've got to understand the cause of this. Please tell me everything, and I mean everything. What have you done since the end of training yesterday? I feel very uncomfortable. I'm not happy about the party on the roof last night, and now I feel even worse because I don't want to tell Ben about it. But I must. He has to know everything. So I explain things to him. Becky came into the room. I start. At first, I don't mention the girls and the alcohol, but in the end, I tell him about it. I don't hide anything. Maybe you drank some alcohol by mistake, he says. And maybe something happened afterwards and you didn't know. No, it didn't happen like that, I insist. I don't even like alcohol. Becky brought 2 bottles of water for us to drink. I forgot to mention that. So did Becky stay on the roof too? Ben asks. Yes, but she didn't drink any alcohol, only water, I answer, and she returned to the room with me after an hour. I went to bed at 10:30 p.m. I hope Ben won't get angry with Becky. I feel terrible because she didn't do anything bad. She was trying to help me. Ben listens to me very carefully, and then he says, It's okay, Kate. Don't worry. You haven't done anything wrong, I'm sure. I've got confidence in you. I'll discover the truth. Am I really disqualified from the competition? I ask very quietly. Yes, Kate, Ben answers sadly. But I'll do absolutely everything to solve this mystery. There's something wrong here, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it. Trust me. I don't listen to Ben after the first sentence. How can this be true? I've trained for so many years, and now I can't participate in the Olympics because of something so incredible, so unfair, I think to myself. This isn't happening. I don't believe it. Ben sees the worry in my eyes. He feels sorry for me. Listen, Kate, please go to your room now, he tells me. Stay with Becky and relax for a while. Try not to think about this. I'll do my best to help you. I'll return in a few hours and tell you if I've discovered anything. If you think of anything new, go and tell Hillary. She'll call me.